had a plan for each week, you know. It was beneficial to kind of take a step back and get an outside view of what's going on. And I always had these little game plan packages and stuff that I can work on and kind of learn from.
Glad you're back here on Texans Extra Points. That was quarterback Tom Savage with our good friend Patty Smith over his right shoulder talking about a lot of stuff. And we're going to talk about Tom Savage in just a bit, but let's talk about the quarterback options for the Houston Texans in 2016. Needless to say, the final three or four that were on the roster for the Texans, probably not all going to be back this coming season. What did the Texans do?
Well, Hoyer's still under contract, so you have to decide what you want to do about that. And let's just rewind here to last offseason when they had Mallett and Hoyer, let them battle it out with Savage as the backup. We know Mallett was ultimately jettisoned. Savage got hurt. And then you had the mix that you had second half of the season. Now, going into this year, you got to decide, is it a free agent that you want to add? Is it somebody you want to get via trade? Do you want to draft somebody in the first round, maybe trade up to get somebody? Bob McNair's made it clear that they're looking for a franchise quarterback, and they've got a lot of different paths they can take to get there.
Which could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on which day of the week, actually, because you have Tom Savage, and although it would have been great to have Tom at some point this year, fortunately, he had to make the decision to put him on IR. I'm anxious to see. I actually said last year, or heading into the 2015 season, that if Tom got the starting position at 2015, he was not going to give it up. But unfortunately, he didn't even get the opportunity to play in 2015. So I'm anxious to see what he's got. But I'm really excited to see what these quarterbacks in the draft have. Every single one that needed to declare, in some sense, to provide options, all declared. So that should leave a lot of options. Maybe not even the first round, but second and third round as well.
In just a second, I want to talk about some of those draftees, but let's discuss Tom Savage. You know, throughout the season, I'd kind of go up to him about every other week in the locker room, just kind of check in. Hey, how you doing? What's the latest? He was ready to start throwing and was throwing around October. And he was doing all that physical stuff on the side field. He could not practice with the rest of the team. But he was in every single meeting, no matter what. He was at he was in the quarterback room soaking up the offense, and he said last Sunday, "Yeah, it's been a big benefit. I know a lot more about this offense. It's been immeasurable." But the quote that I really liked the most from Tom Savage was, "I don't care if we draft 12 quarterbacks.
Yep,
bring it on. I'll compete with them."
Yeah, he is saying those things now. Where I kind of wanted him to say that last year when Mallett and Hoyer were having their battle. I wanted Savage to say, hey, what about me? I want to win the job, too. Now he's saying...
Well, he did, though. We just didn't give it the attention that it probably
deserved. Because we knew
deserved.
It was a long shot at best. Now he's saying, hey, I want the job, and it's the last day of the season, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's great. Now, you look at a guy like him. He has done more on IR than I've ever seen any player do in this organization. Mm-hmm. He was always out there at practice. He had a football in his hand, just chomping at the bit, waiting to throw the ball. He can't do it. He can't practice. He's not allowed, even if healthy, on IR. So now Savage has the full offseason to get ready. Let's see what he can do. He'll be in the mix, Drew. I don't know if he's going to be the guy or not, but he's got a lot of talent. We all know it. Unfortunately for him, he's been hurt a couple of years in a row now.
And I'm not crowning him or anything, but I do want to see what he has, because August was so intriguing, those preseason games. And then he was out on the field pregame, home games, road games, getting loose, getting ready, but, you know, he was on IR, so he couldn't play.
If they had kept him on the 53, he ultimately would have played this year because of the way things shook out. Now, and at least you would have known, you know, a little bit more, a lot more about what you have in Tom Savage, but he wasn't able to.
It's interesting, his comment about beating 12 quarterbacks out. I wish he would have thought about that when he was at Rutgers, because he thought the other way. When he struggled a little bit as a true freshman and he got replaced, he was like, no, I'm not for this, I'm leaving, and that kind of set him on his odyssey. I think that actually taught him the lesson of staying in there and competing, and that's what we've seen, I think, with Tom Savage is just that. But I'm excited to see what he's got. I think a lot of people in preseason wanted to see what he had. Unfortunately, he went down in that Dallas game. But he'd shown us a lot in the preseason, and there were people I know who came up to us and said, you know, of all of the quarterbacks that are out here, Tom Savage is the one that looks the best. Now, obviously, he's with the threes, and he was going against the threes. But he did look markedly better than he did the year before. Yeah. And that's progress. So what will he look like in year three? That's going to make this decision maybe more difficult, or for the coaches, maybe a little bit better.
I think it speaks well of you to look good with the threes.
Yeah.
Even though you're going against the threes, it kind of evens out the playing field, if you will. But if you're looking good offensively in the preseason with the threes, you might have something.
All right. We only got about 20 seconds, but the Texans going to be drafting at 22. There's likely going to be a quarterback there available for them. They could even move up. higher in the draft.
They've never done it in the first round in franchise history. Doesn't mean they're not going to do it, though.
Doesn't mean. If they trade up, they're looking at Paxton Lynch, Memphis, Jared Goff of Cal. If they stay where they are, Connor Cook, Michigan State, Carson Wentz from North Dakota State, and, of course, the guy that everybody has talked about all offseason, and that's Christian Hackenberg of Penn State as well.
Might still get him in the second round, though.
Make it in the second round. I'll tell you the guy that I'd like to see in the second round. Dak Prescott, Mississippi State. Okay. He's one of my favorites, and I think he threw the ball a lot better in 2015 when he ran less. So there's value in the second and third round, too. Think about the guys that are playing in the playoffs this weekend. Russell Wilson, third rounder. Tom Brady, sixth. So you can find a guy in later rounds, too.
Yes, you can. And you can find some more Texans information here on Texans Extra Points in later segments of this show, like after this break, so don't go anywhere.